Blog Talk Radio.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Won't you excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little bit more comfortable?
Hello, everybody. Music lovers, one and all. Coming to you live straight out of Detroit. It's Cat's Funkaholic Radio Detroit. You found it. This is the place to be. Funk, R&B, and jazz coming at you. Indie artists from just about everywhere around the world, especially nationally. A lot of different people and just covering all those genres and somewhere where they cross in between. And thank you for joining here tonight. You must hang around because there's lots going on this evening, this next hour or so. I have a special call-in guest. His name is Tamey, and he will be joining us so in about a half hour or so. And that, you know, there is a call-in number if you ever want to just do a little quick shout-out. We're going to have to be quick about it this time around. The call-in number is 347-215-7591. But make a note of that because every Tuesday when I'm live here, you can call and say, hey, talk about music, talk about what's going on with music in your town. And this show is brought to you by CatOrlando.com, where you can find my music. And the CD is called Poster Child, and you can check it out on that website by clicking on the Listen button. You can check out some samples of that. And if you like it, you can buy the actual CD by clicking on the icon of the cash register, and that'll take you to the PayPal and all that kind of good stuff. That's right, Poster Child. And now if you prefer the MP3 form, they are available at iTunes and CD Baby and a lot of those digital music sites. Or you can come see the band. That's right. And, you know, FYI, next show for Cat's Funkaholic is at Stray Cat in Clinton Township, Michigan, April 25. Just want to put that out there. So let me tell you what's happening on top of that. I do have a nomination going on for the Detroit Music Awards, and coincidentally, that show is coming up on April 25 as well, but I hope I win anyway because I am up for the Outstanding Urban Funk Musician category. So anybody in the Detroit area, if you're in the business, and anything connected with the Detroit music scene, please go to DetroitMusicAwards.net and find that category with the nominees on there and find my name, and please do vote for me. I would appreciate it if you do. And any other news and dates, please go to catorlando.com, like I said. Now, for Hidden Agenda, this weekend we will be at Hamlin Pub on Friday, and Saturday night we will be at Uptown Grill in Commerce Township. Oh, let me back up a little bit. Hamlin Pub, 22 and Hayes and 22, in Shelby Township, that's Friday, Uptown Grill, Commerce Township on Saturday. Now, getting into next week, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, as you people know, especially you Irish people, yes, on Saturday, no, on St. Patrick's Day, Tuesday, March 17th, that's what it is. Hidden Agenda will be playing from 3 to 7 o'clock. There'll be other bands there, too, so it's going to be big fun all day long, drinking that green beer. So get there. We will be playing 3 to 7, Tuesday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, at Rochester Mills in downtown Rochester. All info, please go to HiddenAgendaBand.com. And I got some brand spanking new tunes I'm going to be playing for you. And like I said, special guests coming up. So you are listening to Cat's Funkaholic Radio. Let's get down to the music, Detroit style.
4, 3, 2, 1. Get to the music. I'm
lips so dead. From the island, this pretty thing was smiling at me all night. I looked at her and I said, come on and do, do, do the dance. She grabbed me by the hand, said, come on, spin around my man. I told her, girl, you're looking so fine, feeling so sweet, honey, it should be mine.
Judged by someone else, that love, love, love begins with me. I dig in deep and must reveal the secrets for my heart to heal. No lies, 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 or make believe. But my stones and sticks, I pitch them away and get in the way of myself. Then I say, I am not. I know how to be brave, 'cause in the best and worst of days, my colors never fade. Bitter words can't stain, wash out or strip away, 'cause in a million shades of gray, my colors never fade. Imperfections unravels me in all directions, and it's hard, 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 so hard to breathe. Can't pave my road with good intentions, frightened by my own invention. Oh, when will I believe? So brick by brick, I lay it there.
Funkaholic Radio Detroit, and that last one was Colors by Margot Ray. I had the pleasure of having her as a guest call-in artist a little while back, and wonderful to talk to. Previous to that, Bunny Sigler, Calypso Dance, and also previously on my show, and he's scheduled to pay us another visit here in April, so he's got a brand new single coming up, but that's his cut off his previous CD. That's Bunny Sigler, Calypso Dance, and kicked off the whole show with As Long As It's On The One by Don Silva from Detroit. All right, and calling all artists, all right, hey, if you're out there and you're not getting the airplay, or maybe you are, I don't know, but maybe you want to, maybe you're getting, you know, like this talk to the hand thing from radio stations, especially the big corporate ones that won't give you the time of day. Send me your tunes, okay? Send me them in MP3 format if it's studio quality and you got a product out there. I want to hear it and I'll play it, okay? Please send MP3s to my email, catorlando@hotmail.com. That's cat with a K, orlando@hotmail.com. And any new indie, funk, R&B, and jazz music, that's what I'm looking for. So, and I'll, you can also send me your upcoming shows, and I'll give you a shout-out on that. And, yeah, okay, so that's what's happening. So let's get back to the music right about now. I'm going to take it to San Francisco, Ron Cat Spearman, Catdelic, Change Generation.
what's going on? This is Tammy, and you're listening to Cats Funkaholic Radio Detroit. New indie artists making it funky. Thank you.
are listening to Cats Funkaholic Radio Detroit. All right, well, I told you we got some special things going on this evening. We have a special call-in artist raised in Toronto and now resides in Georgia. He's going to talk about his music coming on here. His name is Tamey. Let me get him on the line. Hello, Tamey.
What's going on? How you doing, Kat?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, really great to have you on here. I got a little bit of your background. Why don't you tell the audience about you as an artist and your music, how you would describe it for those of you that maybe have not been turned on by your material yet?
I'm just delivering. I'm just delivering a brand of music that's just heartfelt, and I guess at the same time, I just want it to be, felt by everybody. I'm delivering a feel of music. So I mean, R&B with feeling. I want to categorize it too much, but that's how I like to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I understand. You know, not too many categories or comparisons. You know, because you definitely have your own vision going on. I understand just a little bit of your background.
I'm sorry about that, but it's me more than anything else. It's more than anything, it's just me into the music. So that's kind of why I try and put into every single song.
Right. I understand you at one point were signed by rapper Ludacris.
Yes.
On his label, is that correct?
Yes, that is true. Definitely correct. I was signed. I apologize for the background. I'm actually at the airport. I'm about to catch a flight right now.
Okay.
I was. Sorry about that. I was signed to that record label, Disturbing the Peace, and you know, it happened. Things happened there. Basically, it was time for me to kind of move on from the group, and I decided to do that as recently, and it's working out pretty well for me. I'm being received pretty well, so I'm really happy about that.
Oh, so you broke out like as an independent artist on your own, sort of a thing?
Precisely.
Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, precisely. I stepped out. I did my own thing. I decided it was just time to kind of just move on and just step out and do my own thing. It was I was with the group for a very, very long time. We kind of grew up together. So after
period
of time,
okay.
Yes, after a period of time, it was time to part ways. We started wanting different things. So it was just we left all happily pursuing our dreams.
Oh, okay. All right. And so then now your new single coming out this year, or maybe is already out, called All Right.
Yeah.
On your new EP called Stellar Evolution. Tell us a little bit about that.
Stellar Evolution, the EP, let's talk about the EP, I guess, first. The idea of Stellar Evolution, it's just you go through different things, being a person, going through different things, being I call myself a star, not to shoot too high, but I mean, at the same time,
okay.
You go through different things to become that person. So, I mean,
right.
Stellar Evolution, basically what the definition of it is, pretty much the life cycle of a star becoming a star. So, it's just, I feel like I'm at that point right now in my career and in my life where just different things have happened over the years that I can talk about and things that I can identify with that I've said in my music. And now it's just, you know, that's what I'm putting out with this new EP.
Yeah, I like that.
And,
I like
single.
That name for sure.
All Right, yes, All Right. Please definitely make sure everybody picks up the single All Right on iTunes. It's just good music all together, good feeling music, and it's just a lot of situations in my life as well too. So I think
if you
get a chance to play it as well too, they'll enjoy it.
Now the one that I have that I've been playing on my show is called Don't Leave, which I really like, and I'm going to be playing that here in a couple minutes.
Okay.
But yeah, everybody. What's your website that everybody should go to check out?
Everybody can catch me at to see. You want to, for again, go to iTunes. Definitely download the EP because you'll see you hear Don't Leave on there as well. On top of that, you can check me out at my Instagram TEMI_music.
Okay.
This social media, I can be Googled TEMI. I think I'm Googleable now.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Very good. Also, any influences, music influences that come to mind that you started listening to early on that you could point to?
Yeah, I would definitely say I'm listening to some Tyrese. I'm listening to some Tank. I love R&B, and that's kind of my background. So I try to, you know, always be that little kid mimicking Tyrese's vocals. So hopefully I'm close.
Yeah. Do you mind people comparing your voice to other vocalists, or do you hear that often?
It's flattering. It's flattering, actually, because, I mean, being compared to somebody that I kind of looked up to, or somebody that I mean, anybody that they're going to compare me to is somebody, hopefully, that is kind of pioneered and done their own thing already and made their mark. So if I'm being compared to somebody like that,
right,
that's phenomenal.
Right. If you don't mind, I hear Neo there. Okay.
Wow.
Very
okay.
Smooth. Yes, yeah, smooth, you know, I believe male falsetto, you know, it's like male falsetto, when I say I believe falsetto, I think it's falsetto anyway, that smooth falsetto voice, you know, is what I'm hearing, so, yeah, and so really nice, and nice material, great melodies and everything. So also, what initially got you into music, say maybe as a kid or as a teenager? Where did that all start?
You know what? It was crazy. My brothers, my older brothers, always listened to R&B music, and it was actually, there was a time when they were listening to, I remember, that's funny, I remember the exact song it was. They were listening to, I believe it was Babyface, Never Telling Secrets,
yeah.
I think it was, but a long time ago. And I remember when the first part of the song comes down and goes, "Forever, never, 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 never," that whole part right there. I was like really, really young, and I was like, man, I can actually do this. And I can hit this note. So
right.
I think that was the first time where I was like, hey, I have a voice. Let me give it a whirl. So I kind of fell in love with it from that point.
So how old were you then?
Oh, man, I have no idea. I couldn't have been any older than, like, anywhere from 3 to about 5, somewhere around that range. That was tiny, yeah.
So you go set up a stage out in your backyard and all that and invite the kids over and all?
Oh, no.
Because I don't know about you, but that's what I did.
Well, that's a great thing. I knew the guys in the group that I was with. I knew them that long. So we'd perform at little venues, little community centers around the area, like 5, 6 years old. So it was a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now that's a nice early start there. That's very cool. So then you started writing. What would you say is your process for writing? How would you describe that? Because everybody's got a different method or approach to it.
You know, I'm giving away my secrets here, but I'll let people know what I'll do. What I normally do is, honestly,
tell
it's not
everything.
Really, yeah. The process itself, it's real simple. It's real simple. I mean, what I was always drawn to musically was, before I can always catch the words, I can always catch melody. So what I do is, when I go into the studio, I'll basically just kind of hum a bunch of melodies, or just say a bunch of random things on the microphone. And then try and get a melody, a pattern of melodies that I actually like, and then I form those into whatever I'm going through at the moment, or whatever I'm feeling at that point in time, to form into a song.
So you let the rhythm of the words form the melody. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The rhythm of the word form. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
The melody, I think it's the melody comes first. After the melody, then it's the rhythm. So I think
melody comes first, and then you form, okay. Then the words off of that. Because one time, I did do a collaboration with a friend of mine, and she kept saying, oh, I got these words. And I looked at the words, and I actually saw the syllable rhythm ended up forming a melody. But like I said, you know, sometimes it's like flips like that. A lot of times for me.
If it starts sounding like something, I just kind of write it down and just go with it.
Yeah. Yeah, go with the flow. Whatever, however way you're getting this, like, put it on. You know, I always gotta put it into some recording. Grab that iPhone and put it down so you don't forget it. You know, but definitely. Well, if you could hold on for a couple minutes, because I want to play "Don't Leave." Okay.
Definitely, I'm here.
So just hang on the line there. And did you say you're catching a flight or something like that, or?
Yeah, I got a flight. I'm about to jump on a flight to LA right now. So just I got a little bit of time.
Am I keeping you from your flight?
I'm here. If you can, I'm just gonna.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put on your song called "Don't Leave." But if you're not on the other end, that's okay, because I understand you caught your flight. So.
I'll do
but
my
if
best
you can
to
hang
here,
on, I'll talk to you on the other end of the song here. Okay.
All right then.
Everybody, this is Tammy called "Don't Leave."
Girl, don't leave me alone.
Foolish man, would you let me go?
I ain't no fool.
Walk out the door.
Just let you out the door.
No, not me.
Baby, don't go.
I'm addicted to your love. I want more. She don't got a lot of time, gotta read between the lines.
She can't give her all.
She got me wrapped around her fingers, but I'm liking it under. That's only good you give, but she'll never cry. I'm addicted to your love, I want more.
Funkaholic Radio Detroit, and I think that I still got Tammy. You still on the line there? You didn't go to LA yet, right?
I'm still here. Definitely still here.
You're still there. Cool. Okay.
Yep, still here.
All right. And once again, the single's called "All Right," and the EP is called "Stellar Evolution," out in spring. So, any touring that you got coming up, or what's happening musically?
Yeah, I got some things coming up right now with the Lagoon Festival. It's kind of like a Comic-Con type festival. It's weird. It's kind of like I'm secretly like a bit of a nerd. So like I like comics and stuff like that. So kind of grateful that I got put on this tour.
Okay.
It's like a Comic-Con type tour, and it's we're going to hit in a couple of places, Connecticut, New York, Arizona. We're going to be hitting Texas, Atlanta, obviously. So that's going to be in July, so I'm ready for that.
Oh, that's in July. Okay. All right. And then, so then do you perform in the Atlanta area or?
Oh, yeah. I'm always.
Go out?
Yeah.
You always perform at
parties and things like that. It's like, I don't even think about it anymore. It's a regular occurrence nowadays. So.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And what? How would you describe your band? How many people in your group?
Well, it's just me. It's just me doing my thing. In regards to, like, when I come out, I don't really have a full set of band. It's just me sometimes. I'll have maybe my guitar player come through with me from time to time, but more than anything else, it's just me.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have an opportunity to showcase your material in those situations. That's great.
Right.
That's great. You're kind of cutting in and out there, so I'm not sure if
how are we doing now?
Okay, a little bit. So I really want to thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to keep playing your music on the show. I got to get a hold of the single called All Right. So, and everybody do that. Go to iTunes and check out Tammy on iTunes. And one more time with your website as well. How people can find you.
TEMI_music. Say it again. TEMI_music. That's Instagram, Twitter. You hit me up on there. And definitely.
That's the Instagram.
For me, Tammy R&B. YouTube. Check out a bunch of the videos I have on there too as well. And please download the EP Stellar Evolution. I'm sorry, Intro to New Beginning. That's the first one. Intro to New Beginning. Download that. And that has All Right on it as well, too. So, I mean, definitely some good music.
All right. Well, thank you so much once again for sharing your time here and telling us all about you. And hope to hear from you again real soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank
you for having
me. Have a great
trip
out to the West Coast. Okay. Good night.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, everybody, that was Tammy once again. Yeah, well, let's get back to some music right about now. I'm going to take you to Denver, an old friend of mine, Neil Haverstick, something called If Earth Was a Woman. I'm going to get way out there on this one.
Factor. I'd always love her. I gave eternal thanks to the blue sky up above us. The earth was my woman, you know I'd always love her. I gave eternal thanks to the blue sky up above us.
This is your girl Kawana Jackson, and you are rocking with Cat's Funkaholic Radio Show.
Until then, please take this show link, share it with all your friends, get the word out. Every Tuesday night, 5:30, I'm on here, 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, Cat's Funkaholic Radio, Detroit. Good night, everybody.
artist.